are listening to The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio, Episode 15, The End of Email Madness.
Aloha, and welcome to The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Productively live and work from anywhere in the world. Now, here's your host, Erica Duran.
Aloha, escape artists, e komo mai. Welcome to the 15th episode of the Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. This podcast is hosted and sponsored by the Hilton Waikoloa Village on the Big Island of Hawaii. For more information, go to HiltonWaikoloaVillage.com. A few housekeeping messages before we dive into this week's topic. As I mentioned last week, that I was starting a mastermind group, Haku Mana'o, which means master intellect in Hawaiian. I may need to come up with an easier name for people to pronounce or search for on Google once the group gets rolling. I was thinking of something like Club Alihi, which means royalty, but I love the fact that it translated into master intellect. And I don't care how smart you are in business, we are just all too close to our own businesses and ways of thinking. So we must, to be successful, get some others' opinions and mentorship. Plus, many of us work from home and spend a lot of time alone. Maybe you start talking or pitching ideas to your pets or even your baby. It might be time to work together with some great entrepreneurs. The links for more information will be in the show notes at ericaduran.co/15. There is also a free download to go along with this episode there. Now, this episode is all about the end of your email madness. And I don't know if it's just me because I'm really into productivity and that topic, and I read, follow, and listen to all the content out there on email management. And there seems to be a whole lot of info on email productivity, what to do, what not to do, and what apps to use. But it really all comes down to controlling your mindset, making choices, and being able to build good habits. So in this episode, we'll go over three main areas of email. I'll share the overall tips and strategies to conquering your email madness, specific step-by-step on what to do during an email session, and then after the break, I'll share some tools, apps, and websites that may help you with your email addiction. Now, your freedom is waiting. Let's not waste any time. My clients usually list managing email as their number one distraction or barrier to productivity on a day-to-day basis. Email is one of their biggest obstacles to overcome when they are trying to lead a more productive day and overall lifestyle. Silly, isn't it? Email is just a non-urgent form of communication. If it was really urgent, they would call you, right? I want my clients to be in control of their day and not in reactive mode. So first, I want to go over some of the mindset issues that revolve around email and some general rules. The bad habits and the borderline addictions. There is no room for any addiction in a freedom-based lifestyle. Then, I'll take you through a step-by-step process of what an email session should look like. We don't want our email open all day. We want to create email sessions. Remember batching from episode 2? I'll link that for you in the show notes. It doesn't matter how many sessions you need at this point to feel comfortable, but they should be batched sessions where you close and get out of your email program several times per day. However many email sessions you need to work for you and your business in batch sessions. And you get really good at this only every couple of days or even a week. Hopefully, you can work your way to having less and less of these batch sessions. Next, I'll go into more of a step-by-step action plan for dealing with email and how to organize it and what you will actually be doing in these batched email sessions. Then, after the break, I'll share tools and apps that might help you conquer your email madness. So first off, as far as getting into some of the general rules and mindset stuff, there are many tips that productivity experts make that I don't agree with. One so-called rule that is very popular these days out there is not checking your email first thing in the morning. This is true for a lot of people. You don't want your day to start off in a reaction to other people's requests that make their way into your email box. But if you are somewhat advanced in your productivity skills, you can work through the urge to put these emails above your own priorities, so seeing them doesn't always cause you to just react. You can process the emails and do things in the appropriate order. Also, if you have virtual assistants or team members on different time zones, you don't want their questions going unanswered, putting a cog in their productivity for the whole day. You can process your email and answer their questions quickly. For others, checking and processing their email first thing is not a bad thing because it gives them a sense of accomplishment and a little win and some momentum to boost the rest of their day. Notice I said checking and processing. That doesn't mean that we are reacting and responding and answering. We're just checking and processing. Another reason that I check email first thing on my phone, and I know all the other productivity experts say that this is the absolute worst thing you can do, but I, after arguing with myself and trying their methods, I disagree. You see, I check email first thing in the morning from my phone to get myself to wake up. I'm not a morning person, and the simple process of sorting email gets me to start thinking clearly. It also is a great way to clear my inbox of all the unimportant or quick answers and replies. Then, when I get to my desk and my actual computer, all I have are the important emails to deal with. I've spoken to many other lifestyle entrepreneurs and heard this in their podcasts as well. This fact of clearing the non-essential email from their phone first before they get to their desk is true for so many people that work online for most of the day. They clear their inbox of junk from their phone before they actually officially get to work, meaning in most cases opening their laptop or booting up their desktop. So, as an important side note here, if you are any kind of email marketer, you should take note of this new email phenomenon that many people are doing now, checking their phones first thing. Many of the old school internet marketing teachers said that your email should go out early in the morning, that you should be the first one in their inbox, but I don't think this is true anymore. If you are part of this first batch of emails that get swiped through in the morning, your message will be one of those going to the to-read folder or the trash. Rather, these days, it might be better to have your email arrive after the initial swipe. Those emails that have made the first cut, and when the person is actually at their desk with important emails, yours is there right alongside them. So maybe more around 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. is now a better time to get your email seen. They are way more likely to be read this way. But this isn't a podcast about email marketing, so I'll move on. You may also think that me, being a certified professional organizer, I would have an elaborate system of virtual file folders to sort and archive all my email. Email is searchable, and making a bunch of folders wastes time for most people and gets too complicated to upkeep or have everything in one screen to view. But my system for processing the daily flood of emails is fairly simple, and I'm ready to share. This system won't work for everyone, but for me and most of my one-to-one clients, it works just fine. After they've been using this method for a few weeks, I check in with them. But my system for processing the daily flood of emails is fairly simple, and I'm ready to share. This system won't work for everyone, but for me and most of my one-to-one clients, it works just fine. After they've been using this method for a few weeks, I check in with them. When I follow up with them, they usually say things like, "I feel totally in control and on top of my email inbox now." They claim that they feel an overall calmness and focus throughout their workday. They also feel unleashed from their email checking addiction. But I have been known to upset some people in my live workshops with these suggestions. They just can't seem to embrace the fact that email was never meant to be an urgent form of communication, and they feel the need to constantly check their email. They tend to have their email program open all day with all the bells, whistles, and pop-ups, notifications jolting them out of focus. If you are interested in this topic, I wrote an article called Are You an Insecurity Work Addict? And I'll link to that article in the show notes at ericaduran.co/15. Now, I know some jobs require that you respond to email all day, and that is in fact your job description. Or you may have a job in finance or real estate where the response time or the time where you would need to take action on an email is accelerated. But for most of us, no one's going to die or lose any revenue from our businesses if we don't instantly respond to email. If a matter is that urgent, you'd probably receive a phone call about it anyway. Yet, almost every client I work with suffers from some sort of email checking addiction. So you not only need the right tools, but the right mindset to deal with your email. I am sure there are thousands of things that you would rather do than keep checking your email. You could write a book or go for a hike, have lunch with a friend, uncover a new revenue stream, pet your dog, take your child to the park, or write a handwritten thank you note. No, really, stop everything you're doing right now and make a list of things you'd rather be doing than checking your email. Now that you have this list of things you'd rather be doing than checking your email, keep it and refer to it every time you get the urge to hit send receive. If you have to, set a reminder on your computer or phone, like, what can I do right now that would be more fun or profitable than checking this stupid email? Until this behavior to not check your email all day is a habit for you, you'll need the reminder, trust me. Now, many of you might say, but I might miss something important. Well, not really. If it was that important, they would call you or you would hear about it on the news. Email is never meant to be a tool of urgency. Besides, I'm not suggesting that you stop checking your email forever. I'm simply asking you to stop checking it like an addiction and letting it distract you and control you. I'm hoping that you will put a system in place where you check it once or a few times a day in sessions where you get to inbox zero, no emails in your inbox in each session. Again, email that you receive is usually reaction-based. It is usually someone wanting something from you, an answer, an approval, a credit card number so you can buy their product. Checking email too frequently and on many days spending all day in your inbox is a huge productivity fail. Often when I'm traveling, I scan through emails once or twice a week, and it always surprises me just how few important messages are in there. This example makes me wonder why and how that for so many days when I was new at my business, I could spend all day in email. Clearly, when I was new to business, I had less important email than today. Today, it could be a joint venture partner or a podcast sponsor, but back then, not so much. What was I doing all day in there? For the most part, it was probably insecurity work, looking for a new email from my website's contact form. A website, mind you, that back then had no traffic, so there weren't many emails. Looking for social media notifications on email. Well, that was silly because those emails are useless and excessive. You get all the notifications when you are ready for them when you log into your social media account. Reading other people's content too much instead of creating my own. Thinking that I didn't have much money, so I better sit there and work instead of doing something fun. Then later realizing that most things I would want to do for fun don't really cost that much. Or if I created something instead of playing with my email all day, I could actually make money and have a better time. Spending hours creating organized and color-coded folders for all my, quote, important emails. This is somewhat useless because remember, email is searchable. Just 5 to 10 folders at the most works for most people. Avoiding what I really should be doing. That was probably the big one. I'm sure there were more examples, but you get the idea, and maybe even you can relate. Email is not your go-to tool when you want to be inspired or create something, is it? Do people go around saying, I've been so creative and productive today. I've answered all my email. I didn't get that revenue-generating activity done, but I feel accomplished. The next biggest productivity fail I see with clients is that they use their inbox as a to-do list. Your email inbox is for receiving and processing your emails. You wouldn't leave 2 years of snail mail in your home mailbox, would you? Your email inbox is not a to-do list. Your inbox can't be a to-do list because there is never an end to the emails coming in. In order to feel accomplished and in control, your to-do list has to have an end for the time period it was made for. Whether it is your master task list, your someday maybe list, weekly planning, monthly planning, or simply your daily to-do list, all these lists have an end date and a strategy behind them. In email, there's no organization of urgency or importance, strategy or plan of action. They all look like they have equal importance. The emails in your inbox are most likely not your goals. And don't tell me you have a system for marking these messages as unread or using flags. Those just end up being visual clutter and overwhelming for most people. But what is the right way to deal with email? You are not going to like the answer, but it is different for everyone. To get control of your email inbox once and for all, it is all about mindset and habit. These are little shifts that can cause big relief when I work with someone that has an email addiction. The first thing is awareness. Admitting you have a problem is the first step to recovery. Realizing that you are spending too much time on your email is the first step. The exercise that I mentioned earlier, making a list of all the things you'd like to do besides checking your email, can help. Another strategy that may help is to use a time log to keep track of the time you spend on email and online in general. The second action to make this shift is to declare your email freedom date. Just the visual of your email count in your inbox and no open space can overwhelm you. You don't know where to even start, so I often suggest declaring an email freedom date. This is the date where you will start processing your email with a system and strategy and archive or delete everything prior. Choose a date when you will delete all previous emails if you're someone like me, or archive them if you are scared you'll miss something. First, scan your entire inbox for those very few important emails and place a temporary flag on them. That way, when you pick your freedom date, you'll still be able to see these by their flag. Then select all the emails from a certain date back. It can be today or a week ago or back to the first of the month. Just pick a date and select all the emails and move them to your archive folder or one you've created and labeled old emails or something like emails before June 1st, 2015. Seriously, if an email is a week old, you probably won't respond anyway. And you'll have them all saved if you do end up needing them. They just won't be cluttering up your active inbox. Now you will have a manageable amount of current email that you can apply any email management system to. So that is pretty much it for the mindset stuff. Now here are some great general rules for processing email. Number one is to turn off all notifications. First, I turned off all notification buzzers, bells, tweets, and pop-ups. This goes for my phone, iPad, desktop, laptop, every machine. You are not one of Pavlov's dogs. You don't need to jump every time a bell goes off. With the amount of email you probably receive in a day, and if you have a pop-up notification on your computer desktop for every email that came in, it's no wonder why you can't focus on the task at hand or get anything completed. You may even feel a little edgy or cranky from all the interruptions. So just try living without all the sound and visual notifications for a week. See how your focus, productivity, and creativity improves. Number two, batch your email sessions. I batch my email sessions. Batching email means letting emails pile up in your inbox so that you can process them all in your next email session with the flow and momentum that batching similar tasks together brings. Batching email also means that you have specific times during the day where you go through your email inbox and process everything. The goal is to have your inbox clear and a decision made on every message during an email session. For the email addicts I work with, I usually recommend that they start trying with 3 to 5 email sessions per day. Then gradually try to get their email sessions down to 1 or 2 sessions per day and building more and more time in between these sessions. In a normal work week situation, I personally check my email one or two times a day. But there have been times when a whole week or two would go by if I was traveling or really focused on a project and I didn't check it at all, and I lived. Number 3 is to turn it off. Turn off your email program completely when you're not in a batched email session. Don't worry, you won't miss an email. It'll be waiting for you during your next email session. Trust the system. Number 4, take time to unsubscribe. I take the extra 2 to 5 seconds and unsubscribe from companies I no longer want to hear from. Yes, it takes a tiny bit more time than just deleting the email, but I will never receive or have to delete the email again once I'm unsubscribed. I think we overestimate the time it takes to unsubscribe. Last month, I was receiving about 200 to 300 emails a day. I think we overestimate the time it takes to unsubscribe. Last year, during the holidays, I was receiving about 200 to 300 emails per day. I knew with those holidays there would be more and more where that came from with all the sales and events of the season. Each day I took the extra few seconds to unsubscribe from what was coming in rather than just deleting the emails. I kept only the newsletters I really love getting and get high value content from, and a few from companies and stores I would actually buy from. I was amazed that my emails went from 200 to 300 a day down to about 10 or 20. Honestly, at first I felt a little needy. Why was I getting so few emails all of a sudden? Was it something I said? Did no one want productivity help anymore? But then I remembered about all the unsubscribing. Number 5, don't use your inbox as a storage file or a to-do list. No emails live in my email inbox. Again, the goal of each batched email session is to have my inbox clear and a decision made on everything in there. I create email sessions where I deal with each email that comes in, and I'll go over that step by step in just a few minutes. Number 6, archive carefully. Think before you archive. I don't have an elaborate email reference folder system on my sidebar. I've seen clients with literally hundreds of folders, and they think I'll be impressed when they show me this. But for most of us, we don't need to create a bunch of reference folders in our email programs. This is like having too many paper file systems. Paper filing systems are not searchable, and therefore folders are needed. But as you probably heard, over 80% of those papers are never referenced again. The percentage jumps up to about 95% for email. So I don't believe people should waste their time with elaborate reference email folder systems. Number 7, have only a few meaningful action folders. I do have a few action email folders on my sidebar. These are just a few folders that I've set up a rule function in my email program so the email goes directly to the folder instead of my inbox. I know that the emails coming from these particular places do not need to go to me to see them and sort them from my inbox first. I can be in control of when I look at them and respond or read them later at a time that works better for me. For example, I get 3 emails a day from the media requesting articles and quotes. All of these emails bypass my inbox and go directly to a folder named Media Requests. I am in control when I sit down and answer all these in one batch. Another example is the many emails I get from my merchant account when someone purchases a product or coaching session. These emails don't need to be in my inbox either, but I like to track everything on a cash flow sheet at the end of the day. These emails are all collected in one spot, so it makes the tally easy at the end of the day. I also have a little cash register sound that goes off when these emails come in. For some reason, that bell isn't distracting. It's a celebration and causes motivation. Number 8, don't flag. I never use the flags or flag for follow-up tool. I've worked with thousands of people over the years, and these flags never really seem to be a good trigger for anyone. I'd rather use my planner or my email pending folder. The flags just seem to become wallpaper after a while. But if they work for you, great. Like I said, the system won't work for everyone, but you can pick and choose what tips you like and try them in your system. Next, I'd like to show you what a step-by-step email processor system looks like to get to inbox zero in every session. Number one is to start at the top of your inbox and work your way down. Don't skip around and keep rereading them. Deal with everything. You are processing, not spending a lot of time here. Number two, if you come across an email that will take 2 to 5 minutes or less to answer, just do it. It will take you longer to go back and reread this email later or add it to your to-do list than if you just did it. Number three, trash anything that is obviously trash. You read it and then don't need it anymore. You answered it and don't need to archive it, or it isn't a regular subscription that you need to unsubscribe from. It's just a one-time thing, so trash it. Or it could be from a person or company you want to stay subscribed to. You just don't need this one particular email, so you can trash that one. Number four, take time to unsubscribe, just like we talked about in the last section. Number five, sort into folders. The folders I use now are to read, which is obviously things I want to read when I have a designated time for it, to buy, things that I might want or need, or quotes stored until I'm sure of the purchase, to work. Basically, this is a work pending folder. Things I can't work on yet because I need more information. I didn't put it into my schedule yet. I move appropriate emails to the pending or to work folder. This is where all the emails go that will either take longer than 2 to 5 minutes to answer, or I need a scheduled time to do more research in order to answer this email. I usually write a trigger in my planner about what needs to be done in order to get the information to answer the email. Or if you're not using a planner during each batch email session, you can scan the pending folder to see if you can answer anything at that time. The reason for a pending folder is so that your inbox is clear after each email session. The biggest time waster I see is people constantly shuffling email around in their inbox and rereading email because there is no distinction between what is a new email and which ones have been read but need further information or time to answer. Then I have a to receipt folder. These are electronic receipts from internet purchases saved for tax time. I also have a to keep folder. Obviously, anything I want to keep, like a thank you note or a success story from a client. The last one is Haro, H-A-R-O. The media requests I get 3 times a day from Haro, which is help a reporter out, that I will respond to all in one batch. Notice they all begin with two so that there is an action involved. But the action will take place when I'm ready and not be stored in my inbox. Get on with your most important task that will move your life and business forward. So next I'm going to go over a few apps and programs that might help you tame your email madness. But first, let's hear some words from our sponsors that make this show possible.
Hilton Waikoloa Village, a resort like no other. Nestled among swaying palms and overlooking the glistening blue Pacific Ocean lies the award-winning Hilton Waikoloa Village on Hawaii's Big Island. This 62-acre oceanfront paradise blends contemporary facilities with graceful Hawaiian culture and is a romantic destination within itself. Three towers occupy a protected oasis woven around tropical gardens, where 1,240 rooms abound with the subtle elegance of Hawaiian splendor. This amazing property boasts 2 championship golf courses and a seaside putting course, 8 world-class tennis courts, the luxurious Kohala Spa, 14 international cuisine restaurants, lounges, and bars, world-class shopping, and a museum walkway lined with more than 1,800 authentic treasures. The Hilton Waikoloa Village Resort is also the Big Island home to the friendly and playful dolphins of Dolphin Quest. For more information or to book your stay, visit HiltonWaikoloaVillage.com or call 1-800-HILTONS. And be sure to mention that you heard about this beautiful resort on The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Mahalo.
Aloha, escape artists. We are having an exciting contest to launch this podcast. If you want to enter, go ahead and subscribe to Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio in iTunes and then leave us a review. Once a month, a lucky listener will win a Kona bag from that list of reviews. Kona bags are the best mini backpack travel purse, and if you want to learn more or see them for yourself, you can go to my website at ericaduran.co and click the shop tab. So again, to enter the contest to win a Kona bag, all you have to do is subscribe in iTunes and leave us a positive review. Mahalo. Want to partner with me? Would you like to get your business showcased in front of thousands of productive-minded lifestyle entrepreneurs and travelers? Why not become a sponsor of The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio? Go to ericaduran.co/sponsor to see if this partnership is right for you. Mahalo. Okay, we're back, and in this WikiWiki round, our lightning round, we will discuss some apps and online tools to end your email madness. Remember, if you're driving or running right now, don't worry about taking notes. Just remember that all the tools and resources and free download is at ericaduran.co/15, for this is episode 15. First, I'd like to say that you need to get all your email accounts into one platform, so you're not logging into a bunch of different places. You also don't want to just forward your email to one box, though, because you want to be able to respond from the proper address. Whether it is from your work or home or charity you work with, you want to respond with the right reply address. So there are several email accounts that will do this, and I think most people may use Apple's Mail app or Gmail. And as a side note, Gmail just came out with an app for the iPhone a few months ago, so that made a bunch of people really happy. There is also Mail.com that will aggregate all your emails into one spot for processing. There are many email management apps out there, and you can just Google them, but the two that I have found to be the most helpful and have long-term habit-changing results for both myself and my clients are Sanebox and Mailbox app. Both apps have a snooze button type feature that will snooze an email out of your inbox and reappear when you want to deal with it. Both apps learn over time what types of email are important to you. Both of these apps are extremely helpful in making sure that you stick to your customized email system. But personally, I like Mailbox app a little better. I used to love Apple Mail's interface until I saw the simplicity of the Mailbox app. Being a minimalist is perfect for me and doesn't have a lot of useless extra features to clutter up your screen, but that's just my personal preference. With Mailbox, I like the cleaner user interface and the fact that I decide and move all the emails to the right place and they're not automatic. I am not on email much and I process them really fast, so this doesn't cause a backlog of emails for me. And let's face it, most of us check our emails on our smartphones, whether we are out enjoying a freedom-based lifestyle or just waiting at a doctor's office lobby. So Mailbox has a swiping feature that makes it easier to work with on smartphones. The only complaint I have about Mailbox is that it threads by conversation. I don't like that, as I like each email to stand on its own. People tend to not take the time to change the subject lines, and there are different type of tasks and requests all threaded in the same email that make it hard to sort. But the pros far outweigh the cons, and I'm getting used to it. Mailbox also has a reward when you get to inbox zero. A beautiful picture from Instagram takes over your inbox. On the surface, you might think it's a silly incentive, but it really does work. If you are a creature of habit or you just like your current email program's layout, Sanebox might be right for you. It basically lives in your current email program like Gmail or Apple Mail. So you will be working in the environment that you are used to while you change your habit. This can be a good thing or a bad thing though. In Mailbox, I only have 8 folders, the ones discussed before the break, that all begin with the word 2. Mailbox sets them up for you. and they mimic the sorting that I did in my certified professional organizing days. And yes, there's a certificate for that. Many use filters or rules to sort their email automatically. You can still use these with Mailbox, but you will have to set the rules and filters up in your email program like Gmail or Apple Mail. And I actually am moving away from using rules and filters. I like seeing everything arrive into one inbox now that I'm using the Mailbox app. And then I can decide if it should be unsubscribed to delete or if I need to reply or move it to a folder with just a swipe in Mailbox. There is another program out there to help end email madness, and it is called Unroll.me. It helps you unsubscribe with one click from several junk and newsletter emails. Then, for the ones you'd like to keep receiving, Unroll.me will send them to you in one digest of an email, not several emails. There are many more strategies and customizations to overcoming inbox insanity that I can share, but these are the three I would start with to build a platform for a successful, lifelong email system. Email isn't going anywhere anytime soon. Email is my contact method of choice because you can answer it when you get to it, and that's productive. And email is far faster than other forms of communication. It is our bad habits and avoiding the importance that is demonized email. So, do you have any questions about how to process and organize email? Have you tried Mailbox or Sanebox? Are you still scared to pick your email freedom date? As you can see, I'm pretty passionate about taming the email madness that plagues so many entrepreneurs. I would love to hear what has worked and what didn't work for you. But rather than sending me another email, go ahead and leave all your comments at ericaduran.co/15. So that's it for episode 15. I hope you got some insight to the myth of the power that email seems to hold over on all of us, some practical tips on how to not let email run your life or take up too much precious time in your day, and some new ways to think about how you go about dealing with all that email. Remember, you can always get all the resources and links to what was discussed in the show notes at ericaduran.co under the radio podcast tab. This episode's notes, action sheet, and links are at ericaduran.co/15. Let's connect on Facebook. You can request access to my private Facebook group, Escape Artist Lifestyle. Mahalo to the Hilton Waikoloa Village Resort on the Big Island of Hawaii for sponsoring this show. Mahalo, ahui ho, thank you for listening, and until we meet again, sending you much aloha.
Thank you for listening to The Erica Duran Show, freedom-based lifestyle design radio. Be sure to go to ericaduran.co to get all of this episode's show notes and resource links. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Never settle. Mahalo.